Hope Lives Here is the podcast of City Union Mission in Kansas City. Since 1924, the homeless and impoverished have found hope and healing through this evangelical ministry. This podcast is designed to help you discover City Union Mission's origins, history, programs, and its people, and the mission's love for those who need love most. Enjoy this episode of Hope Lives Here.
Well, I'm Chris Michael. We welcome you to this episode of Hope Lives Here, the podcast. Today we're talking about development with Chief Development Officer at City Union Mission, Carl Plager. What is that exactly? What falls under the development umbrella? Why is the role of development so important in the ongoing effort of the mission as we approach this ministry's 100th anniversary? Let's see if we can answer some of those questions in the next few minutes on Hope Lives Here, the podcast. So when people hear the word development, they wonder exactly what that is. So explain what development is and what that department does here at City Union Mission, and I guess what your role is in that as well.
Well, development really refers to the act of building relationships that leads to charitable giving. You know, within development, our primary role is really to be a storyteller. And we get the privilege of telling that story for a lot of people that don't have a voice otherwise. They're marginalized. They're dismissed by a lot of the community. And so we get to tell their stories and really tell the stories of courage, because these are individuals that have chosen to try to make a difference in their life. And so they're coming into the shelter, into City Union Mission, to make a difference. In some cases, they're here to get fed and take a shower. But oftentimes it's really because they want to make a life change and they want to see transformation in their lives. We get to tell those stories.
Yeah. Fundraising is a big part of that. It may be good to first point out that City Union Mission doesn't rely on any government funding. So what are the revenue sources that the mission relies on to fund this ministry?
We are privately funded. So that means that we get largely support from individuals. Kansas City community is incredibly gracious. So many of them want to make a difference in the lives of those individuals, the poor and the homeless here in Kansas City. And so we're supported by individuals. We're also supported by a large number of churches in the community, both from them directly, but also their members. We receive grants from foundations. And then last, companies. We receive a tremendous amount of support, either in cash donations from companies and oftentimes for material goods. They want to provide the materials to us that they also sell and as a part of their businesses.
You know, we have fundraising events, we have campaigns, and the fundraising efforts at City Union Mission are ongoing. So how hard is it to continually coordinate those things, those efforts throughout the year?
Well, it takes a lot of work and it takes a team. We have a tremendous dedicated team within the development department. There's 11 of us, and each person has their own role. But part of that is to make sure that, yeah, we're adequately funding the ministry of City Union Mission so that we can provide the services to the poor and homeless of Kansas City.
I know we talk a lot about building relationships. You mentioned it as we got underway. How important are those, and why is that important to development?
Yeah, well, we really want to try to nurture relationships with donors from a long-term perspective, help bring them into the ministry, help them understand that they're a part of it and their role in it. In some cases, it's financial support. In some cases, it's volunteering. It's coming down, being a part of the actual work that's getting done here at City Union Mission. Sometimes it's introducing us to other donors or their friends or family, or just speaking about the mission, helping get our message out to the community of Kansas City.
Our guest, Chief Development Officer here at City Union Mission, Carl Plager. More development talk coming up.
We're coming right back with more as Hope Lives Here, the podcast, continues from City Union Mission.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to serve your community? Ever thought about a job with a faith-based organization? I'm Dr. Terry Megley, CEO of City Union Mission, and we have a number of open positions: case managers, food service, counselors, even maintenance. Visit cityunionmission.org and see how you can positively impact the lives of homeless men, women, and children in Kansas City. Hope lives here.
Thank you for what you do.
As an employee of City Union Mission,
I hear that quite often.
It's a blessing.
And reflects what God has done for nearly 100 years.
As we minister to the poor and homeless,
truth is,
we can't do anything without you.
Your gift today provides meals, programs, and services.
Your prayerful and financial support
are the lifeblood of this crucial ministry.
Visit cityunionmission.org to find out more.
And thank you.
Thank you.
For what you do.
Find out how you can bless this ministry with your financial support or through volunteerism. Visit cityunionmission.org today for all the details.
Back with Carl Plager, Chief Development Officer here at City Union Mission. You know, part of development's efforts have to be focused on telling the mission story, as you talked about. Talk first about how important it is to communicate the rich history of City Union Mission.
Yeah, we're getting close to celebrating our 99th anniversary here next September, and then right behind that, we'll be turning 100. And so for 100 years, almost 100 years, City Union Mission has been serving the poor and homeless community of Kansas City. We were started by Reverend David Bulkley and his wife, Beulah Bulkley, in 1924. We opened on 5th and Main here in Kansas City, and they had a passion and a heart to serve that community. They were successful pastors at a large church, but they felt the calling. Reverend Bulkley had served as a medic in World War I, and that really sparked a passion for him to serve men and to serve men in very stressful situations. And he saw that he could have an opportunity to share the gospel and also serve their needs physically. And so when he returned to the United States after the war, he just had a passion to do that. And so they opened the mission 100 years ago, and we've been going strong ever since.
The story continues to unfold about City Union Mission. What staff is in place? What are we doing to keep Kansas City in front of City Union Mission?
Yeah, well, within development, as I mentioned, we have 11 people. And what's important for us is really to communicate the stories of the mission. And so it's one thing for me to tell folks, you know, on an average night, we'll have 300 people stay at one of our facilities. And we could talk about how many meals we serve, how many people come in and out of the doors. And all those are very large numbers. People are always surprised at the volume of activity within the mission. But it really comes down to individuals. And we take a people-first approach. We want to make sure that we look at that individual and what they need. Sometimes it's addressing addiction issues. Sometimes it's a financial need. Sometimes it's mental health. Oftentimes it's a series of those. I'm reminded of a story. A lady, her name's Natasha. And Natasha was working in Las Vegas in one of the casinos, kind of fell into a cycle that of drugs. It spiraled for her. Ultimately, she ended up becoming addicted, losing her job, became homeless, got on a bus, came to Kansas City, and ended up at City Union Mission. And going through our long-term care program, Natasha addressed her addiction issues. She reconciled with family and friends, ultimately got an education. She went to a sewing school, and now she's a professional seamstress, where she works on helping sewing boat covers. And it's a tremendous job. She's making an extremely good income, living on her own. The mission helped her get a car as part of that process. And so she's a great example of how someone became broken and yet restored their life. And that's what we want to talk about in order to tell our stories to someone who might be looking at us as a potential charity to invest their resources.
Now, you and I have both been here a couple of years now, and when we started here, we're like, wow, I didn't know all this was going on here. What things have you found that supporters are interested in and didn't know about City Union Mission?
It's a great question, Chris. You know, when you talk to somebody in Kansas City, almost everybody knows who we are. They've heard of City Union Mission typically, particularly if they're from here. But they think of us as from a shelter. Their first thought is, oh, that's, you know, that they take care of people coming in off the street. And that is absolutely true. We do that for both men, women, and families. What individuals tend to not understand is that we really have a long-term program. And so we're investing in the individuals, and ideally they'll be here between 14 and 16 months, where they really work on changing that cycle of poverty and where they're working through their trauma issues so that they can be healthy and thrive in the community when they leave City Union Mission. Beyond that, what people always get surprised about is the depth of our ministries. We have a community assistance program where we help people try to prevent becoming homeless. And so we have our Christmas store, and we help them with utility assistance, other things throughout the year. We have a camp down in Warsaw, Missouri. We have 700 acres. And so every summer, we will send 400 to 500 kids that income qualify from the urban core, and they get to spend a week just being a kid doing everything you think of at camp. They sing songs. They have s'mores. There's a lot of swimming, either in the pool or the pond. But they hear about the gospel message. They sing songs. And it's just a wonderful time, and it's one of the most fun things that us as staff get to do at City Union Mission if you're a part of camp every summer.
Part of development is coordinating volunteers. How important are volunteers to City Union Mission? How can individuals, families, churches, how can they get involved?
Volunteers are critical. They serve a couple roles for us. One, they supplement staff. I mean, they can provide real services. I mean, we bring people in that can cut hair and help with mentoring and working with our folks on financial planning. Some volunteers come and simply do tasks. They help paint rooms. They help cut the grass. All that helps us offset expenses that are so critical. And so volunteers serve a huge role, just a wide variety, everything from simple task-based activities. We're going to paint a room, paint a hallway, do something as a single day, all the way to high-impact volunteers that come on a consistent basis. We have one gentleman who comes 3 days a week from 3 to 6 o'clock every 3 days a week in the afternoon, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. in our men's shelter. Well, that's our intake period. So that's when the majority of individuals are coming into the short-term shelter. They're getting checked in. They're getting documented in terms of within our database system. They're getting a bed assignment. If they're new to the mission, they're getting an explanation of rules. And then ultimately, they're eating and attending chapel. So it's the busiest time period within the shelter. And to have that extra set of hands and feet and just smile and just to be able to interact with the guys is immeasurable. The impact both on the men we serve in that case and frankly, the staff.
Yeah. We enjoy letting people know what's happening here at the mission. That includes giving tours. Extend an invitation, if you would, to those who'd like to pay us a visit.
Oh, absolutely. We love showing off the facilities. It just makes it real for individuals to actually get to see the buildings, the facilities, where an individual, if they come to the mission, where they're going to be either on a short-term or ultimately in the long-term care programs, they can go to our website. And I should have mentioned that on the volunteer side as well. Go to cityunionmission.org. There's buttons for both volunteering. You can see the opportunities that are there. You can also sign up to come down and take a tour of the mission. We love to show off our facilities, be able to tell our story. And so I would just encourage anybody, if they have an interest or unsure about exactly what happens and how to get involved, the website is the easiest way to reach out to us.
Carl Plager, our guest, how can people pray for you and for us in development?
Well, that's a terrific question. We always ask for prayer. Prayer is powerful. And so I would ask, encourage people to pray for the development team, that we're able to raise the funds necessary to operate City Union Mission. But pray for our general staff, particularly those that are in the program buildings. That's hard jobs. It's 24/7, and it's with a large group of people. And you take a large group of any people across the culture, and there's communal living creates conflict sometimes. And so our staff just does a wonderful job of loving, leaning into, and supporting our guests. And so pray for that frontline staff, that they'll have patience, wisdom, that they can spread the gospel message. That's a part of who we are, at the fabric of it. And so prayer is so important each and every day.
Carl Plager, Chief Development Officer here at City Union Mission, our guest. If there's any questions you still have about donating, about volunteering, call me during business hours here if you want to, 816-222-5061. And again, all the podcast episodes available on the Mission website and wherever you listen to podcasts. And invite others to listen as well. And thanks for listening. We'll see you next time here on Hope Lives Here, the podcast.
Hope Lives Here is the podcast of City Union Mission in Kansas City. Send your comments to Hope Lives Here, the podcast at cityunionmission.org. And find out more by visiting our website at www.cityunionmission.org.